This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj Vistabramanian.
Last week, we talked about past experiences on election nights, and now that we've gotten through the most recent one a week ago today, I thought maybe we could talk about what this election night was for us. We've all covered election nights as journalists. Rajvi, it sounds as though you were more of a spectator this time around.
You're absolutely right, Rich. I'm a spectator. I'm an observer. I like to watch the game because the thing is, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat, but rather I want to kind of analyze what's happening. And I was as curious and excited like everybody else, like what's going to happen. And I know usually it's the Associated Press which breaks the results every time. And usually I think every time for any election night, it's usually at night or pretty much early morning the next day. But this was like unprecedented. Like I could not understand. Like, no, I eventually gave up. I was watching all the major television channels, and I was saying, man, what's happening, man? I couldn't figure out because there was constantly delays. And again, it was a pretty historic election ever because it took forever for the results to come. People were kind of really tired at one point, man, seriously, including myself. I eventually gave up watching TV at all for the next 2 or 3 days. And again, yeah, now we finally know who the winner is.
Yeah, there was no clear-cut winner on election night. I'll tell you one thing that was unusual from my perspective working on election night is that usually we have a full crew of people at the radio station. There's a bunch of pizzas and snacks, and there's a lot of energy in the building. But because of the pandemic, everyone worked remotely, and it basically was just me and Keith Bockelman, our guest on the air down here. It kind of felt, even despite the excitement, despite everything that was going on with the presidential contest, it kind of felt low energy just because there was no one else in the building.
Right, for an election that should have such high energy and one of the most voter turnout in generations, it should have been so much more, but we had this perfect storm of a pandemic and of course, a very tense election campaign leading up to it. And I remember thinking as a spectator as myself this time, the last two elections, as a matter of fact, how much fun it would have been. It might sound a little crazy now, but how much fun it would have been to be in the newsroom and be back at those days, getting the free pizza, but following and reporting the numbers as they came in. That's what I kept thinking about. And then, of course, we just echo what Rajvi said. I was constantly checking. I was watching cable news and so forth and checking my phone, going online, checking the AP, a very good source. They were the most up-to-date for days. And then, of course, on Saturday morning when I just didn't think about it and I was going out to the car and leaving, I get something on the phone telling me without me checking that we have a declared winner. So, of course, that's the way it's going to go, right?
Well, there, you are the faculty advisor, Will, for the Western Courier.
Yes.
There was no happening in the newsroom that night.
We had students reporting to the website and so on and so forth, and we had the working
version. Remotely.
They've been working mostly remotely most of the semester.
Yeah.
So, then they put out a virtual page for Monday. But that's how we ran it.
What I thought was unusual the next morning too was picking up the local newspaper, the McDonough County Voice. There was no election coverage on the front page.
Right.
And I'm not blaming the local people. Gatehouse has imposed an early deadline on them to get stuff in so this paper can be edited somewhere else and printed. And I imagine they had results online. I did not check, but it's unusual for me anyways to pick up the newspaper of record in the area and not see anything the day after the election and see nothing regarding the election.
Well, and I know for a fact that their deadlines were even before the polls closed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that early. And it's a disservice. And, You know, I know the election nights that I worked at, it was a newspaper reporter. We had late deadlines purposely for that, but it was every hand on deck. Every person that was at the printing plant had to work that night. Every reporter had to work that night and pull his or her own weight. But that was for the reason. It was for the cause, because that Wednesday morning paper was always a big paper. And every election I've worked, there was always a declared winner by the late hours or the wee hours of the morning. So granted, we didn't know the winner here for 4 or 5 days, but nonetheless, there needed to be up-to-date information. I know these newspaper chains, especially smaller ones like Gatehouse and ones that own smaller papers, are just relying on their online.
Yeah, well, and you certainly have local election results you could have had in the next.
Right.
That's what you're looking for,
yeah.
Really.
And they didn't have that, and I think that's. And I think that's short-sighted, and it's a failure, but it's what the industry is doing, and it's where it's been going, unfortunately.
That's what the corporation is dictating, right,
yes.
Rajvi?
Absolutely, man. You know what? First of all, I would like to make a point that I have so much of respect for the television journalists in the United States, because I've been constantly watching all the major television networks, and it was surprising to see the same faces talk about the elections for like extended periods of time, which I think, like, you know, if you're a print journalist, like, no, nobody cares how you look like or whatever you're doing, because you're just gathering data. But with the television journalism, it's a very different ballgame altogether. You got to look well. You got to have your thought process in place. Imagine you're sleep deprived, and again, you have to be on air like for almost like 10 hours, 12 hours, constantly talking, gathering data. I was really surprised, man, because people have like were pretty much giving their very best. I mean, at point they were actually talking some things that didn't make any sense at all because they were running out of oxygen. I think they were sleep deprived, and they even apologized on air several times because they were not able to keep their flow of thought in place. So I was really, really, you know, happy for the journal because they were being so dedicated and sincere in pursuing or trying to give the right information for the audience. And I was, like, very, very happy with the way everybody was doing the job, man. So kudos to all the television journalists across the spectrum in the United States, man.
Yeah, I'll say some of that might even be the adrenaline. The adrenaline will get you through no matter how long you've been going, but you also might just be too jacked up on the adrenaline at times.
Sure. And what I just wanted to add to that was I'm very, I think, pleased with our industry for having lived through 2016, having lived through 2000. I think that they have corrected a lot of mistakes that were made in over-relying in the reporting on the polling and so forth. I think the polling was, so far as we see, and all reports indicate, very, very seamless, very flawless to the extent that flawless can be. And I think hopefully we're going to find out here in the coming weeks that there's no indication of any alleged tampering or anything of that nature. I think there's this was a good election for journalism, and this was a good election for election boards everywhere. I think that's good to say.
What do you both think of the idea that everyone pointed to AP instead of trying to be the first with results from certain states? Everyone, it seemed like most networks said, we're relying on AP. And right. So the onus was really on the Associated Press to get the information and get it correct. What do you think of that?
I was looking up online because I had the same question in my mind. Why is AP the trusted source for election results? And apparently what I got it from online platform, I don't know how credible is this, is because AP has got a lot of sources and base all across the United States so that they are able to give us the numbers up to date. And that's what it is. That's what I thought. I don't know if Will can add to whatever I've said. But that's what I've heard based on the information that I saw online.
It was almost a kind of a pool reporting situation where you just rely on one outlet to provide the information for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, AP has always been that pool. I mean, it's every agency or news organization subscribes to it. They rely on it. And it's always been built on reputation. And in election nights I've worked, yes, we checked the local networks, we checked our competitors and so forth, but we always go back to the venerable AP because of the reputation, because of their longstanding reliability. And I think everyone was, you know, the media companies were very smart in doing that. And I think they found a recipe in this day and age where you're not trying only to be first, but you're trying to be right, but as quickly as possible, of course. And I think this was the way to go. And it's good that they've figured that out.
One of my journalist friends from India pointed out, man, we have more than a billion people population, and we get the election results instantly. And people in India use the electronic voting machine for making the votes. And he was asking, America is supposed to be the technology superpower in the world. Why is that they are still following the, you know, conservative, like, you know, age-old tradition of the paper and all those kind of ballot system when people can use technology to make things easier? That was his question. And I said, like, you know what, man, I have no idea. Maybe people just want to make sure that there is no room for tampering or anything of that nature. But what are your thoughts on that?
I would just say there are many, many, many election jurisdictions across the entire nation, and I'm sure they're not all using the same system, and that probably has something to do with it.
Yeah, I thought about when I voted. I've voted in the third or fourth different county, all in Illinois. But how the different ways and formats that I've voted, and so no two are alike. I'm sure there are two that are alike, but nonetheless, yeah, I think there's a lot of jurisdictions you have to worry about. And let's face it, I think there's still a lot of people, and there's still some machines out there that are trying to control how people vote. And there's a lot to have to come over and get over for that.
At least this time around, we had no dangling chads or pregnant chads to deal with.
I'm old enough to remember that, too.
Hey, we're going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.